Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What's going on? And good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, May 15th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, I don't have to tell you what the news of the day is. The news is we have the Eagles 2025 schedule. The schedule was released last night at 8 o'clock. Most of it leaked throughout the day. I feel like there's been a lot of complaining about how the NFL does their schedule release. One downside of it is most of it leaks before 8 o'clock when the schedule's like officially announced. So regardless, all day Wednesday was spent waiting for the schedule. The schedule was leaking. And then at 8 o'clock, we got the schedule. As you know, as we did a live schedule release show on YouTube last night, Go Birds, it's in your feed. We did the game-by-game predictions. That's in your podcast feed. Check it out. I went through. I did my game-by-game prediction. And I do think, like, it's a tough schedule, for sure. But one thing I want to talk about on today's pod, I'm going to go through it and just give maybe a little more opinion about each game. We'll do the first half of the schedule, then the second half of the schedule, and just give some more overall thoughts on it. So the first thing I would say is that when the schedule came out, it was not shocking that it was a hard schedule. Everybody knew the schedule was going to be hard. The Eagles had the third most difficult schedule in the NFL if you use based off of current Super Bowl odds. Last year, they had a much easier schedule. So everybody knew this schedule was going to be hard. But the more I think about the schedule and the more I look at it, break it down, which we'll do here in a minute, I think there's one word to describe the schedule, and it's not hard. It's not difficult. Like, yes, those things are true. The word to describe the schedule that the NFL handed the Eagles is dumb. It's a dumb schedule. Like, it just is not a well put together schedule. To me, it looks like a schedule where the NFL like almost forgot they had to do the Eagles schedule. Like, they just did the primetime games. And then after that, they were like, oh man, like, we'll just put this here, hit this here. Like, it's not well constructed. And I understand that the Eagles don't deserve preferential treatment from other teams. Like, I understand there's 32 teams. They're all important. I get that. But as I have said every year for the schedule release, really, like, the Eagles are still the Eagles. And the fact that for so many years in a row, they always open on the road. Last year, they opened in Brazil. This year, let's be real, they're really only opening at they're really only opening at home because they won the Super Bowl. Had they not won the Super Bowl, then I don't think they would be opening at home. So I don't think the schedule makers have really done the Eagles many favors over the past few years, which is kind of crazy when you consider they are a premier franchise. They have one of the most powerful owners in the league, and like they're a massive market with a ton of talent. You would think that the schedule the league would hand the Eagles would be a well-constructed one meant to truly like promote them and all that. And again, I'm not even saying that's preferential treatment in the way that's because like, oh, they're the Eagles. It's because like, certain teams, and I know this, I'm now defining preferential treatment, but the point I'm more trying to make is the Eagles have earned the right to have a better schedule than the one that was handed to them. And really, the best way to describe it, it's just dumb. It's just a poorly put together schedule. So let's talk about why I think this schedule is really not a well put together one by the NFL. So first, let's start with the beginning of the schedule. So the Eagles open week one. We knew this one. Dallas at home Thursday night. I think it's a lazy selection by the NFL. I don't think it's an interesting game. I think they're leaning on a somewhat outdated rivalry. Excuse me. But regardless, I think that this is definitely like a lazy pick by the NFL. So week one, Eagles, Dallas, lazy pick by NFL. Week two, Kansas City Chiefs, 4:25 p.m. in Kansas City. First of all, that like already we're getting Eagles Chiefs week two. Like this game was supposed to, I mean, when they played it in 2023, it was midway through the season. It was after a bye week. It was prime time. Eagles Chiefs this time around is at 4:25 in week two. And I get that people say, well, you know, they'll both be healthy, like blah, blah, blah. Eagles Chiefs Super Bowl matchup should not be the second week of the season. And to do it at 4:25, I know networks are going to want things and whatever. This should be a game that is played under the lights. This should not be a game that is played in the daytime. It just is what it is. And I know maybe at halftime the sun will be down, whatever. But regardless, this should be a game that starts at night. So week one, lazy choice by the NFL. Week two, like, I think they butchered the Chiefs game. The Chiefs game should have been one that everyone looked forward to all year. Momentum builds. We're getting it week two. Like, it's like our buddy James always says, the season doesn't even begin until like a month into the season. So I'm very disappointed. I think it's lazy where that game ended up. So regardless, so they get the Cowboys, then they get the Chiefs. In the next few games here, Rams at home, at the Bucks, and at the Broncos. Now, the one nice thing that the NFL did do for the Eagles is they get three straight 1 o'clock games. So week three, week four, week five, 1 o'clock. That's a, like a well put together that part of the schedule. But you look at the first five games the NFL handed the Eagles. Cowboys, Chiefs, Rams, Bucks, Broncos. Cowboys, Chiefs, Rams, Bucks, Broncos. Like all playoff caliber teams. Arguably two of the top five teams in the NFL in the Chiefs and the Rams. One of the upcoming teams in the Broncos. And then because of Bo Nix, a team in the Bucks that they've traditionally struggled against. And then the Cowboys. So again, I know the schedule is going to be difficult, but you just look at it and like with the way the rest of the schedule plays out, like after that, they have the Giants two times in 3 weeks. So they do, you know, the Chiefs, Rams, Bucks, Broncos, then they do the Giants at the Vikings, and then the Giants at home. So at the Giants, at the Vikings, Giants at home. It's the second time in the schedule, and we'll talk about it in the second half, where they play two opponents in the same 3 weeks. I don't think I've ever seen that in an Eagles schedule. The two divisional opponents twice in 3 weeks. And for what it's worth, they play the Cowboys twice, and like they don't play them again after week 12. So they really bunch together these divisional matchups. The Giants two times in 3 weeks. Again, hate to keep using the word, it's just dumb. It's just like a poorly put together schedule. The Vikings in between, there's no real great place to put that game. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you get the Giants twice in 3 weeks. Like, what if Saquon is hurt? What if Saquon hurts himself against the Broncos and then he misses both Giants matchups? You know, I think the Eagles would still beat the Giants. I'm not even saying this from a competitive standpoint. What I'm saying is, from the NFL standpoint, it is a poor job by them to put the Giants game so close together, because if Saquon is hurt, he could miss both of those. And let's be honest, Saquon versus the Giants is the only reason the Eagles-Giants are going to matter next year. So two times in 3 weeks, they play the Giants. And by the way, the Giants-Vikings-Giants, that's probably their easiest stretch of the schedule. The second half of their schedule is absolutely brutal. Now, One other note I will say about the Kansas City game. While I think putting it there is a mistake, and I think it is poorly executed by the NFL, I do think there is a bit of an advantage there for the Eagles. So the Eagles open on Thursday night against Dallas. The Chiefs open Friday night in Brazil. They then have to fly home, what essentially will be Saturday. They'll probably leave Friday night, but regardless, like, their Saturday's all messed up. So the Eagles will be home Thursday, home Friday, home Saturday, home all the way until they fly to Kansas City. So they do get a rest advantage there over the Chiefs, in the way that they will be home, the Chiefs will be in Brazil, and then they have to go to Kansas City, but that's not a bad flight. So I do think they have an advantage there in that game. But also, that's like a pretty important game, in the way that, like, I think they'll beat Dallas, but if they lose to Dallas, they could be staring 0-2 in the face. And as you know from my predictions, I think they'll beat Kansas City. I think they will start 2-0. But I had more hope for the Chiefs. Like, again, when I was putting together my mock schedule, I thought the Lions week one would be awesome. Like, that's a primetime big game. I understand burning a big matchup in that game. But to burn it in week two, I don't get it. I don't understand why they did that. So the first half of the schedule, the issues I have with it: the Chiefs in week two, the Giants twice in 3 weeks, I think is pretty lame. By the way, they get the Bucks in week four again. It feels like they have played the Bucks in week three or four. Either the Bucks, in Tampa, they've done it multiple times. I'm just surprised, and once again, the NFL went to that well. So, all right, on the other side, we will dive into the second half of the schedule. As I continue to, let's just be honest, kind of complain about what a bad job the NFL did with this schedule for the Eagles. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting dimebeautyco.com. That's dimebeautyco.com. Your best skin awaits.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Okay, so the Eagles schedule. As we said, first half, a weird schedule. The second half, I think, is even weirder. So in the first half, they have 5 1 o'clock games. On the schedule right now currently, because the Week 18 game doesn't have a time, they have 6 1 o'clock games. So they get 5 1 o'clock games the first half of the season and 1 1 o'clock game the second half. Even that's kind of weirdly put together, where they're not spaced out. Like, it's all 1 o'clock games basically to start the year. And then the second half of the year, 7 of their final 8 games are 3 p.m. or later. They have the 3 p.m. start against the Bears. 4:25 starts. They have Sunday night, Monday night. In fact, the second half of the schedule, they play Monday, Sunday, Saturday, and Friday. So they play 4 different days in the final 8 games there, because Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Black Friday, and then Saturday against the Commanders. So in the final 8 games, they play 4 different days. So in the second half of the schedule, I guess the only thing you could say that the NFL did the Eagles a bit of a favor for would be the bye week. They get that in week 9, basically the dead middle of the schedule. Now, I will say some players prefer they get the bye like earlier because of training camp. So we don't view training camp as the start of the season, but for the players, that month of August is very grueling. So some players prefer an earlier bye, but again, I think you would have hoped week 9 bye week, they get the bye week. So next up, and this is another weird thing that they did. Like, so the Eagles play 4 teams in the NFC East. The NFC North this season. The Packers, the Lions, the Bears, and the Vikings. After the bye week, they play 3 of those teams over a 4-week schedule. And if you want to include the Vikings, they play 4 of those teams over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 over like a 6-week stretch. So they didn't really space out the NFC North schedule at all. So after the bye week, they play the Green Bay Packers Monday Night Football. Fine with that. Bye week, prime time, Green Bay, love it. Under the lights at Lambeau will be a really cool trip for Eagles fans. If you haven't looked into it yet, fans of Philly is going to crush it. I've done the Green Bay trip with them multiple times. The fact it's on a Monday gives them the whole weekend to play with. It's going to be an awesome trip. So that all good. So Packers, Lions, Cowboys coming out of the bye. That's a tough stretch. So at Packers is tough. Home versus Lions, presumably going to be tough. And then at the Cowboys. So I know last year they won in Dallas by quite a bit, but that game was close in the first half. There was no Dak Prescott. They've traditionally really struggled in Dallas. And so I think that's a tough stretch too. I don't know if it's their toughest stretch. I think you could argue Cowboys, Chiefs, Rams is probably their toughest stretch. The end of the season, we'll talk about in a minute. That's an interesting stretch. I think it could potentially not be tough depending on what the games matter. But Packers, Lions, Cowboys out of the bye, 2 of which are on the road. That's a tough one. So you come out the bye, Packers, Lions, Cowboys, tough stretch. Then you have the Bears on a Friday. Then you go Chargers to a Monday. Like our good buddy James always says, athletes are creatures of habit. And they're going to not really be going Sunday to Sunday. So they go to start it, they go Monday to Sunday, then they go Sunday to Sunday. But then it's Friday to Monday, Monday to Sunday, Sunday to Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. So they don't have a normal week the second half of the season. Not easy for players. All right, so next up, they have the Bears on Black Friday. I think that's an exciting matchup. You know how I feel about Thanksgiving. It's a nice holiday. Christmas is the far superior holiday. They do avoid being on Christmas, which is a positive for them. Black Friday, Chicago, could be an interesting game. I think the Bears are a team where you could tell me they win 5 games next year, and you could tell me they win 11 games next year, and I don't think either would shock me. So they get Chicago week 13 Friday. After that, they go on the road to the Chargers. Fine matchup. Nothing really, I would say, to take there. I do think that's a sneaky, tough game, as you heard in the game-by-game predictions. After that, they go to the Las Vegas Raiders. This might be the most, honestly, like normal game on their schedule. Raiders at home, 1 p.m. Because the Giants, maybe the Giants week 8, 1 p.m. is pretty normal too. But in terms of like, got to win it, easy game. The Raiders are that. You'd be coming off of, again, the tough stretch of Packers, Lions, Cowboys, Bears potentially, and Chargers. And then you finish it with just the weirdest 3-game end to a schedule I've ever seen in my time covering the league. So you get the Raiders week 15, 1 o'clock. You should win that game. Now, to end the season, at Washington, at Buffalo, a brutal stretch no matter where it would be. But at Washington, at Buffalo, and then versus the Washington Commanders to end the season. They play the Commanders, arguably their biggest competition in the NFC, and definitely their biggest competition in the NFC East, twice in the final 3 games. Like, what is the NFL doing? The matchup everybody's been looking forward to in the NFC East is Eagles-Washington. It doesn't happen until week 16. Then they play again in week 18, and I will admit that could end up being a pretty important game. But there's also a better chance that game means absolutely nothing. How many times over the past 5 years have the Eagles' final game of the season mattered? So the 2 games, the one opponent everyone's looking forward to the most, arguably, Washington, certainly in the division, you really only get guaranteed 1 game. Now, that being said, it could be both games mean nothing. Let's say Washington takes a step back. Certainly not crazy. Let's say the Eagles struggle in coming off of winning the Super Bowl, something we've seen lots of teams do. That's not crazy. There's a real shot you don't get any true meaningful games against the Commanders. Now, the flip side is these final two games could like literally decide if they're the one or the five seed. So they could end up being really important. But if they are, playing a team two times in 3 weeks like they've already done with the Giants is a very weird way to end the season and to frankly decide it. Again, like the Saquon injury thing versus Giants is more about the matchup and the buzz. But let's say over a 3 week stretch to end the season, Jane Daniels is out. And now you get you're Washington, you don't have Jane Daniels for two of those three games. Let's say Jalen's out and the Eagles, with everything on the line, play the most important team in the division twice in 3 weeks, and then there's injuries. But also consider this. The Eagles played Washington in the playoffs last year. What if they play in the playoffs again? What if the first game is against Washington? What if the second one is? Let's say the first one is. They will play them three times in 4 weeks. Or if it's the second, third round, three times in 6 weeks, three times in 5 weeks. And then Buffalo, to put in between these two, is just also disappointing. Like, from a trip perspective, you can look at it and go, it's going to be really cold. I'm team dome stadiums. I do think if you're going to do Buffalo, like, the experience is the cold, but whatever. Regardless of like the fan experience. Buffalo, also a game everybody was looking forward to. So the Chiefs and Bills, the two games that I think people are most looking forward to, are in week 17 and week 2. Like, no drama there. No drama. Week 17, who knows if the team's going to need it. Week 2, the season's just getting started. It just feels to me like they took every exciting matchup on the schedule, pretty much. Washington, Buffalo, Kansas City. And butchered all of them. Butchered all of them. And then, again, the two times in 3 weeks twice is absurd. This literally reads like a schedule where I wait until the last minute to put it together as a homework assignment. That shouldn't be happening for the top franchises in the league. And I just think the schedule itself is dumb. It's a dumb schedule. And again, let's say they go into those final three games needing wins. Like, that's a pretty brutal stretch. Let's say they go into 16-17-18 tied with the Commanders. They'll get to control their destiny, but man, or let's say they're tied with the Lions. Washington twice and Buffalo, like they got to be in good shape heading into those final three games. So those are my thoughts on the schedule. Ultimately, the Eagles are a team that win a lot of games. I don't think this is a schedule that will ruin them. It's tough opponents. I don't think there's a huge gauntlet on there besides arguably the final 3 weeks. You could argue weeks 10 through 12. First three games, certainly not easy. But we knew the opponents were going to be tough. What makes the schedule dumb is just where they place things and the repetitiveness of it. So now we know. Everybody, get ready for some road trips. Going to be a fun season. Football is a step closer with us knowing. But yeah, just a dumb schedule, in my opinion. So that'll do it for today's episode of Go Birds. Thank you so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.